FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A four-year-old boy is in a critical condition in hospital after he was attacked by a family dog in Malvern West of Durban last night. ALS paramedics Gareth Jameson says they rushed to the scene on Main Road where they found the little boy seriously hurt.
Paramedics arrived on the scene to find chaos as they found the four-year-old little boy had sustained very serious dog bites to his body. Advanced life support paramedics worked to stabilize the child on scene before rushing him to a nearby hospital for the urgent care that he required. SAPS and SPCA arrived on the scene and handled the family pet, which was locked away. At this stage, the events leading up to the attack is unknown.
KZN Transport says Easter roadblock arrests in the province are the highest in the country so far. Law enforcement is being helped by the recently launched software called Umemeziwezi Moto, which scans licenses and number plates. The department spokesperson Dabezinhle Sibiya says five people have already been nabbed for drunk driving.
6,800 cars have been stopped and checked. 25 vehicles have been impounded. 12 people have been arrested as they had warrants of arrest, but Umemeziwezi Moto anti-crime software detected them. 55 motorists had no driver's licenses. 45 unlicensed vehicles were intercepted and drivers are being attended to.
If you're thinking of taking a swim at one of KZN's beaches this Easter long weekend, Life Saving South Africa has released this warning for you. The entity's Jace Governor says parents and guardians must be extra vigilant with their little ones.
Those of you that want to swim on our beaches, please only swim between the red and yellow flags during bathing hours when lifeguards are on duty. Refrain from swimming in rivers or dams that do not have lifeguards. Always stay away from motorized power craft. Do not drink and swim.
Moving abroad, Donald Trump insists a father of three who was mistakenly deported to El Salvador won't be allowed back into the U.S. Democrats are pushing for the return of Kilmer Abrego Gracia, arguing his continued detention risks a constitutional crisis. But the American president claims he's a violent gang member and a wife beater.
In 2020 and 2021, Garcia's wife filed for a protective order from him and said he was violent and abusive and really scary, including allegations that he punched and scratched her.
Mr. Garcia's lawyers deny the allegations. This clip is courtesy of Sky News. Back home, showers and partly cloudy conditions are predicted for most parts of the province today. Durban, a high of 24, Richards Bay, 25, Ladysmith and Olundi, 23, Margate, Pietermaritzburg and Newcastle, 22, Kokstad, 21, Mooi River, 20, Underberg, 19. In Durban, we've got 2-meter sea swells this morning, sunset at 28 minutes to 6. For the Newswatch team, I'm Gqinukuhle Malinga.